Before we get started, I have to say this podcast would not have happened had it not been for Anchor. If you're a member of my Patreon and watched my video series 1 week to air, you would know just how stressful the week leading up to the premiere was, and Anchor saved my life. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. And if you're like me and your editing skills are almost non-existent, this was huge. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so you can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. That's anchor.fm. Hi, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Coffee Time Podcast with Noah Kinsey. I'm your host, Noah Kinsey, and this is the podcast that humanizes people. So earlier this week, we had our regular episode with Jim McDonald. It was a fascinating conversation about health, fitness, nutrition, just a lot of good stuff. Hopefully you enjoyed it. But based on what happened yesterday in Florida, I felt compelled to do an additional episode this week to discuss what happened, what it means, and give a little bit of context to an issue I feel a lot of people are confused by. So I'm not going to do the normal bells and whistles. This isn't your typical intro. I definitely want to give a shout out to my sponsor, Green Regimen. They are the best tasting, best quality vegan protein I've ever found. Their information is in the show notes to check that out for the link and for a discount code. But we're just going to go straight into this because I'm a little heartbroken. And let's just jump into it. So on Tuesday, which was yesterday, February 22nd, Florida House Republicans advanced a bill to forbid discussions of sexual orientation and gender identity in schools, despite only 34% of Florida voters supporting this bill. Now, this is just one of the latest efforts by Republican lawmakers to remove the teachings of LGBTQ plus issues from schools. Now, this bill is technically called the Parental Rights in Education Bill, but it's referred to as the Don't Say Gay Bill. It claims that it empowers parents who deserve to have a say in what their children learn. But if you think about what this actually does, it absolutely strips protections for LGBTQ plus students and puts teachers in an impossible position. Under the House bill, a Florida school district may not encourage classroom discussions about sexual orientation or gender identity in primary grade levels or in a manner that is not, quote unquote, age appropriate or developmentally appropriate for students. Now, this bill doesn't specifically define what age appropriate or developmentally appropriate mean, which, you know, is super convenient if you ask me, and also very fitting given the same vague verbiage used by laws trying to ban any race-related education in public schools. The bills would also give parents the ability to sue schools if they believed the schools violated any provisions of the law. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis didn't say if he'd sign the bill if it came to his desk, but recently he announced his support. His justification for the support was, however, ridiculous. He said, and I quote, "We've seen instances of students being told by different folks in school, oh, don't worry, don't pick your gender yet, do all this other stuff. They won't tell the parents about these discussions that are happening. That is entirely inappropriate." Which is, of course, stupid that a teacher would push that randomly. Like, the concept of that is just beyond stupid and ignorant. It seems more likely a teacher would be reassuring and comforting to a kid who didn't feel like they fit in. He also said, "The larger issue with all of this is parents must have a seat at the table when it comes to what's going on in their schools." Which is stupid because they already have that. They have always had that. Now, Republican Representative Joe Harding is the one who sponsored the bill, and he claims it would not prevent spontaneous discussions about the topics and said the legislation is meant to stop a district from integrating them into curriculum. But critics have said the language of the bill is broad enough to apply to any grade and could open districts to lawsuits from parents who believe any conversation to be inappropriate. An hour before the vote, Harding withdrew an amendment to require school principals to disclose a child's sexual orientation to parents within 6 weeks if they find out a student has come out as other than straight, which is terrible. So we don't want to indoctrinate kids, so we want to keep them quiet. And if they have the nerve to say how they truly feel, who they truly are, they're... He initially wanted the schools to out the kid. That's a better solution. I think he pulled it to make sure this thing passed, which, as we've discussed, it did. But I mean, that's terrible. That's awful. It's not the school's place. And if you have the confidence of a kid who's feeling this way, man, it's just not okay. It's awful. I feel like that's pretty unanimously agreed upon to be awful. But even without the amendment, opponents like Representative Carlos Guillermo Smith, a gay Democrat, says the bill singles out LGBTQ plus people as taboo. He asks, and this is him quoting, "What topics specifically about people like myself, LGBTQ Floridians, are not appropriate to teach in the classroom? Is it topics about how LGBTQ people love one another? Is it topics about our marriages, which are legal in the United States and Florida? Is it conversations about our families? Or is it conversations about sexual activity?" Now, opponents say schools may be the only safe place for some kids to talk about their sexuality, and that the bills will hurt kids who aren't ready to come out to their parents or feel unsupported. And it seems to be this scary trend that's happening in this country. Since the start of the school year, school officials in states across the country have banned books about gay and trans experiences, removed posters and flags, and disbanded gay-straight alliance clubs. In school districts throughout the nation, students have attacked their LGBTQ plus classmates, while state lawmakers have filed hundreds of anti-LGBTQ plus bills, with many seeking to redefine lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender students' place in U.S. schools. In less than 2 months since the start of this year, conservative state lawmakers have filed more than 170 anti-LGBTQ plus bills, already surpassing last year's total, which was 139. With at least 69 of them centered on school policies. 3 states last year passed bills that allow parents to opt students out of any lessons or coursework that mentions sexual orientation or gender identity. In addition to the bill advancing in Florida, there are 15 bills under consideration in 8 states that would silence speech about LGBTQ plus identities in classrooms. It gets worse. At least 20 states have proposed measures to prevent transgender youths from accessing gender-affirming health care since early 2021, with 2 states, Arkansas and Tennessee, enacting these bills into law. However, a little bit of good news, a federal judge temporarily blocked the Arkansas law in July after the ACLU challenged it in court on behalf of trans youths and their families. This just adds to this larger picture, this push to ban teaching tolerance in general. School board members in Newburgh, Oregon, made national headlines in the fall for banning educators from displaying Pride and Black Lives Matter flags and other symbols it considered political in schools. I'm going to repeat this in case that either you just were not paying attention or just went over your head because I'm throwing a lot of information out at you. I'm going to repeat. The concept that black lives simply matter was considered a political issue, as was feeling good about your sexual orientation. So, you know, I guess they're okay with people living in shame, unless, of course, they're straight white people. Hate to make those poor bastards catch a case of the sads. Some teachers have resigned in school districts over similar measures, like a Missouri teacher who resigned in September after his district mandated that he take down his pride flag and not discuss human sexuality or sexual preference at school. In December, parents accused teachers at a middle school in Tennessee of trying to indoctrinate kids into being gay after helping students start a gay-straight alliance club. In addition to parents, school officials, and lawmakers, classmates are among those targeting LGBTQ+ students. A national survey of those students found that 69% of respondents reported experiencing verbal harassment at school based on their sexual orientation, 57% based on their gender expression or outward appearance, and 54% based on their gender identity. Obviously, mental health is affected by hate towards this group of students. According to the Trevor Project, suicide is the second leading cause of death among young people, with LGBTQ+ youth being 4 times more likely to seriously consider suicide, to make a plan for suicide, and to attempt suicide than their peers. Now, I don't feel I need to explain how damaging and messed up these policies are, do I? I mean, the statistics are cold, hard facts that show how these policies hurt the ones most vulnerable. And we've known that it's incredibly difficult for these youth to come out to their parents, or hell, even talk about sex with them. So to strip away a safe place for students to feel welcome and comfortable to seek even simply a caring ear is just plain cruel. And at this point in time, we don't even need to think hypothetically on the repercussions of these actions. The same hateful policies were enacted in the UK in 1988 in the form of Section 28, a law that prevented schools from teaching the acceptability of homosexuality as a, and this is, quote, pretended family relationship. Teachers believed they would lose their job if they gave advice and support to LGBTQ+ students, or challenged homophobic language and bullying. LGBTQ+ teachers were left in fear, believing that their identity alone was grounds for dismissal from their job. Research shows it left a damaging legacy for the LGBTQ+ young people who were students at the time. Many are still scarred by the absence of any mental health support at the most challenging period of their lives. 15 years after Section 28 was repealed, teachers still were fearful. According to Beth Daly's research and interviews with people affected, LGBTQ+ teachers' principal fear remains that parents of students they teach will associate their identity with hypersexuality and pedophilia. 64% of LGBTQ+ teachers who taught under Section 28 have experienced a serious episode of anxiety or depression linked to their sexual or gender identity and role as a teacher. This compares with just 31% of the overall teaching population. Look, I know this and all the other bills that push tolerance back literal decades are just the Hail Mary pass of the old white dinosaurs in power who are terrified of becoming the minority in a country they believe belongs to their race. And I know that in the future these laws will be repealed, as most young conservatives are statistically more tolerant on the issue of sexual orientation. But we can't just look the other way and claim ignorance on the long-term effects. We know what they are. And even when they're repealed, how many lives will have been hurt, lost, or irreparably damaged? Decades later, Brits are still feeling the fear from policies long dead. So we need to stop this now. Lives are literally at stake. All right, everybody, that was this week's episode of the Coffee Time Podcast with Noah Kinsey. So what did you think? Do you agree, disagree? Were there points I missed? Let me know what you think. In the show notes, there's links to all my social media accounts. Please comment, reply, message. I would love to hear your thoughts on this. And make sure to become a member of my Patreon. It's at www.patreon.com/Noah Kinsey. There's a lot of exclusive content. It's just a great place with a lot of fun perks and some fantastic discussion.